I think of that movie with Jodie Foster in it when she got raped and then was put on the stand and, well, basically blamed for the rape. Anyway, there's a new story out of New York where the NYPD have been warning women about skirts and the clothes they're wearing because of a couple of serial rapists that are wanted in the Brooklyn area. Women in Brooklyn are on edge now with a bunch of different sex attacks that are being told by police that if you're wearing skirts and dresses, that might not be a good idea. The surprising message from the NYPD was not being taken very well. I think that women should be able to wear what they want, said Teresa Thompson, a Park Slope resident. I don't think they should be held responsible in any way for any actions of criminals. Lauren, who did not want to use her last name, told the Wall Street Journal that she was walking down the street in shorts and a T-shirt after leaving the gym when she was stopped by a policeman who told her and two other women in dresses said that asked them if they knew what was happening in the area and then asked them if they knew the suspects looked for women dressed like them. And he pointed, according to her, at her outfit and said, "Don't you think your shorts are a little bit short?" And he pointed to the dresses and said they were showing a lot of skin. The officer also told them that you're exactly the kind of girls this guy is targeting. I'm looking at two different composite sketches, so maybe one suspect, maybe two. It's hard to say. NYPD spokesman said that the officers are simply pointing out that this is a pattern involving one or more of the assailants and that they have targeted women wearing skirts. A group called Safe Slope said why the NYPD effort is completely inappropriate. So it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. You either have one or two rapists that are out there, or attempted rapists that are out there, and the cops are telling the gals to be careful and watch what you're wearing. Some of the gals don't like it. I'll let you decide what's right, but protecting the public is the most important thing. And if, you know, just go back, think about that movie. A little different situation, I know, but are the police wrong? Are they right? I'll let you decide. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.